First item is conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2300 for MRBP LLC for a borrow pit based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a borrow pit on 56.93 acres. The total excavated area of the pit itself will not exceed 40 acres. Two, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Three, the site is generally surrounded by poultry farms and farmland, as well as a few residential properties. It is also adjacent to the open areas of an outdoor soccer field. Four, this site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. A borrow pit is an appropriate use in this area according to the plan. Five, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or communities. Six, as a source of fill dirt available to the entire county, this project is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Seven, the vegetated buffers will be maintained or established along the boundaries of this land and lands of the other ownership. Eight, the use is subject to the approvals from state agencies, including DLDOT and Deneric. Nine, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, no materials shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purpose. B, the excavated borrow pit area shall not exceed 40 acres. C, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. D, the only entrance to the pit shall be a paved road from Macquarie Road. The entrance shall be fenced or gated to prevent access at unauthorized times. E, any roadway and entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the borrow pit is not in operation. F, the project shall meet or exceed stormwater management regulations set forth by Sussex County Conservation District and Deneric through a combination of best management practices and best available technologies. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. G, the hours of trucking and equipment operation shall be between the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday trucking operation shall be permitted. H, although the dredge may operate at any time, the dredge shall be powered by electric motors, not diesel. Gas engines shall be utilized for the dredge. Any pump shall be used will be silent run only. I, no material shall be stored on any access roads within any buffer areas. J, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the borrow pit. K, the proposed pit will have a 4.1 slope, side slope down to a 10-foot level bench that will be approximately near 1 foot below static water surface. Below the water level, the borrow pit shall have a 3-1 slope. The depth of the proposed borrow pit will not exceed 40 feet. L, a final site plan including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. reclamation plan shall indicate finished grade, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. M, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. N, permanent concrete markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate the boundaries of the subject property and pit areas. The boundary marker shall be clearly visible to anyone nearing the site. O, the applicant shall comply with all of the requirements set forth in section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. P, the borrow pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling or other ownership, and 50 feet from all other property lines or other ownership. The buffer area shall be vegetated buffer using existing vegetation or native species vegetation. The location and vegetation within this buffer area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, the 57.3-acre parcel shall be divided into three phases of 19 acres each. Phase two will not start until 75% of phase one is completed. Phase three shall not start until 75% of phase two is completed. The total excavated area shall not exceed 40 acres. These phases shall be shown on the final site plan. R, 5 years after the start of digging, the Planning and Zoning Department shall perform an inspection of the site and shall request written comments from all the appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments to verify compliance with all then existing regulations. S, equipment within the borrow pit area shall be equipped with BBS Tech white sound alarms or a similar system that adjusts to the ambient noise that provides a warning of intermittent danger. T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Just Cameron, real quick, that's my motion.
Can we read H?
Yeah, I just want to, just so we get it right in the record, condition H, just so I hear it in my notes correctly. Although the dredge may operate at any time, the dredge and pump shall be powered by electric motors. No diesel or gasoline engines shall be utilized for the dredge. Pumping operations shall be silent run only.
Yeah, silent run only.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I had that right. The three different types. Okay, thanks.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC for the reasons with the risk of stipulation stated in the motion. We'll call the roll for the vote. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I did not participate in this hearing, so I will abstain.
Okay, and Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in my motion.
Okay, and the chairman votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2022-07, Ocean 7 Group.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2207 for Ocean 7 Group, care of Trinidad Islam, based upon the record for the following reasons. One, this subdivision application seeks to approve the creation of a separate commercial lot that is 0.64 acres in size. Two, this lot is part of a larger site that received final site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 15, 2001, and then received a stamp of approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 2, 2022. This existing and approved final site plan identifies the office space that will exist within the lot as well as the surrounding parking areas. But for the subdivision to differentiate ownership of the two parcels, the site plan is not affected by the subdivision. Three, because the approved site plan and design is unaffected by this subdivision, it will not be noticeable on the site itself. Four, the proposed commercial subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Five, the proposed subdivision will consist within the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses of property values. Again, it is designed in accordance with an approved final site plan for this location. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. Seven, the proposed subdivision is consistent with the approved final site plan for the entire site, including Del Dot roadway improvement requirements that are in place and to be constructed, and therefore it will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways or neighboring properties. Eight, the subdivision complies with the requirements of Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, this subdivision creates 1.64 acre lot. B, this lot shall be incorporated into the overall approved final site plan for the entire parcel, and it shall be integrated into the site stormwater management system, parking areas, entrance, and drive aisles through cross-access easements and maintenance agreements. C, all entrances shall comply with all Del Dot requirements. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-07 Ocean 7 Group for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. We'll call the roll for the vote. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, and the chair will abstain from voting because I didn't participate in the public hearing. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2309, Rock Switch Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, Council is going to read a motion into the record for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. This is Mr. Mears' motion. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mears moves that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2309 for Rock Switch Properties, LLC, for a real estate service business based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site was previously approved as a conditional use for a marine sales business at this location. This application is for a less intensive use as a real estate service business office. There will not be any sales from the site. This application is consistent with the previous use of the site for business and commercial purposes. Two, the applicant intends to use the existing residential style structure for a real estate services office. Three, the applicant has stated that this site will only be used for real estate services, property management, and construction management uses, and that a majority of the work will occur off-site. This is a low-impact use that is appropriate for this location. Four, the proposed use will not generate a significant amount of traffic, and it will not have any adverse effect on area roadways. Five, the proposed use is very limited in nature within the existing residential style structure, and it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Those being A, the use shall be limited to use as an office within the existing structure for real estate services, property management, and construction management. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, no parking shall be permitted in the front yard setback. E, no outside storage of construction equipment, materials, or other items associated with the business shall be permitted. The site shall only be used as an office. F, any dumpsters or trash receptacles on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. G, failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revocation of the conditional use approval. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second.
So we moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2309, Rock Switch Properties, LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair will abstain because I did not participate in the public hearing. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2310, Milton Community Food Pantry LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2310 for Milton Community Food Pantry Incorporated for a food bank based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this use is for a community food bank serving the area around Milton and northeastern Sussex County. It is a 501c3 organization that relies upon in-kind donations of canned and packaged goods and monetary donations. Two, the food pantry began on a small scale in 2014. It grew to the point where it currently provides food to approximately 50 families with an all-volunteer staff of 10 to 12 people. There is an established need for this service in this area of Sussex County. Three, the food pantry has grown to the point where it needs a centralized building for storage, organization, and distribution. Currently, the food is stored in refrigerators, freezers, and garages in homes owned by volunteers. There is also outdoor storage at a community church. By using one centralized location, the applicant will be able to operate more efficiently in an appropriate location. Four, this proposed use satisfies the stated purpose for granting a conditional use. It has a public or semi-public character, and it is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Five, this use will be limited in nature and will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or neighborhood. It will be a food pantry or food storage and distribution center. No meals will be offered for consumption on site, and it will be prohibited from becoming a soup kitchen or similar operation. There was testimony in the record from the applicant that the food pantry will only occur on limited days in any given week, and the process is very organized. Six, the use is limited to the existing dwelling, and it will be converted to offices and space to organize food donations for distribution and an additional pole building. There are also existing garages on the property that will remain and be utilized for storage. The property will generally maintain its residential appearance at all times except for days when food distribution occurs. The pole building will also be permitted on the site for additional space to store food awaiting distribution. Seven, the location along Route 9, just north of Milton, is an appropriate location for the limited type of use. Route 5, did I say Route 9?
Route 5. Route 9, yeah.
Right. The location is along Route 5, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Okay. Route 5 is considered a major collector hot roadway by DelDOT, which makes it an appropriate location for this use. Eight, the property is in the coastal area according to the future land use map within the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The coastal area permits a variety of uses, including commercial uses that are more intensive than this food pantry. Nine, there were numerous letters in support of this operation at this location from the town of Milton, area churches, the Milton Community Foundation, and other organizations and individuals supporting not only the need for this operation, but also the proposed location for it. While there was opposition to the location of the food pantry, the stated concerns will be mitigated by the conditions placed upon this use. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a food pantry where donated food is collected for distribution. The food shall be distributed for off-site consumption only. No soup kitchen type operation or food service for on-site consumption shall occur on the site. B, no loitering shall be permitted on the site, and there shall be signage on the site confirming that loitering is prohibited.
Loitering? I thought you said lawyering.
Hey.
Loitering.
I actually think you could include it in the motion.
All right, well, I will try to enunciate better.
All right.
C, as stated by the applicant, food distributions shall only occur one day per week and shall only occur between the hours of 9 a.m. through 1 p.m. This shall not prohibit the use of the building or on other days to receive and organize donations for later distribution or for office use. D, the applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements requirements established by DelDOT. E, the applicant shall not permit parking along Route 5 or stacking of vehicles within the Route 5 right-of-way waiting to access the property. In addition to volunteers directing traffic, there shall be signage placed on the site confirming that no parking or stacking of vehicles shall be permitted along Route 5. F, There shall be parking for at least 6 vehicles on the site in addition to the driveway area and parking for staff and volunteers. These, that's 6 client vehicles, by the way. These parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. There shall also be directional signage installed throughout the site to direct the flow of vehicles to and from the site in an orderly manner, so they're not loitering. G, any security lighting shall be designed so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, all dumpsters shall be screened so that they cannot be seen from area properties or roadways, so there is no littering. I, all donations shall be stored indoors. J, one lighted sign not to exceed 2 feet by 3 feet in size shall be permitted on the building. K, the failure to abide by these conditions of approval may result in the termination of this conditional use. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2310, Milton Community Food Pantry Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair will abstain because I didn't participate in the public hearing, but the motion carries 4-0. Thank you.